The Council of Ministers meeting chaired by the President Salva Kiir approved more than 105 million South Sudanese pounds, or an equivalent of $105,000, to support students from less privileged families. Michael Makwey, South Sudan's Minister of Information, says the fund will help students pay for tuition at various public universities across the country and complete their studies on time.
That support fund is actually a very important fund for the students. It is usually meant for students who are vulnerable in the universities and higher institutions of learning. So that support fund could provide for accommodation, for feeding, for health care, for sanitation materials, for tuition fee, and so forth for the disadvantaged students.
Biar Yak, a fourth-year law student at the University of Juba, says he welcomes the decision, saying it will enable students who have been struggling to clear tuition fee.
For so long, we have been having issues and no one seems to care about our problems. But now we are seeing a government that is trying to respond to the problems that we have been facing, especially the students that are in public universities. We usually find it hard sometimes to meet all the financial requirements by the school, especially that school fees have been increased. Now there are so many students who cannot really afford the new fees structure.
Samuel Agul Panchol, a third-year student of public administration at the Dr. John Gareng Memorial University of Science and Technology in Bor, says the fund comes handy.
The students pursuing different courses and studying in different public institutions also have been facing challenges in which they sometimes fail to solve them. So if the Council of Ministers came up with a decision of giving a grant to the public institution, that is a great move, and it shows that the Council of Ministers are working hard to make sure that the country experience the stability that citizens want.
Panchol adds he hopes the Ministries of Higher Education and Finance protect fund from corrupt individuals who might steal from the fund.
When grant is issued out, at the end of the day, the beneficiaries of that budget don't see it happening or don't reach them. That is the challenge. But what I'm hoping is that let this grant reach to the population at the grassroots.
Chapter 4 of the South Sudan Peace Agreement stipulates that the Transitional Government of National Unity should create new 7 institutions, including the Student Support Fund. The long-awaited fund provides an opportunity for students at public universities to complete their studies on time, especially those who are less privileged. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.